Alaska Extension Almanac.
In the midst of breeding season, it's important to think about how we can manage bull fertility and understand critical factors that can impact that fertility. Nebraska Extension cow-calf specialist Casey McCarthy talks about what producers should know about their bull's performance and offers up some tips during breeding season.
When we're thinking about preparing for the breeding season or for those that are in the midst of it, we really need to think about how we can manage our bulls in terms of fertility, making sure that we're setting those bulls up for success going into the breeding season. And so a lot of that is going to be utilizing a breeding soundness exam. And so we usually recommend getting bulls tested 4 to 6 weeks prior to the breeding season. That way, when we think about spermatogenesis, which is that production of sperm, that lasts about 60 days. And so that process in the bulls to ensure that we have normal sperm going into the breeding season is pretty critical. And so our breeding performance exams, or a BSE, breeding soundness exam, is developed with minimum guidelines to ensure that our bulls are capable and physically capable. They have quality semen, motility, and morphology, and their scrotal circumference measurements are adequate for the age those bulls are at. And so in order to be successful and to pass our breeding soundness exams, we need to make sure that our bulls have at least 30% sperm motility and 70% normal sperm morphology. And then we have some minimum scrotal circumferences that are based on age. One thing that is really important when we think about preparing our bulls and fertility is looking at that physical examination for our bulls. And so this is a component to our BSE. And so we're looking at our feet and legs, those reproductive organs that our bull is going to be able to function and properly cover those females during the breeding season. And so we need to make sure that a bull can see, he can smell, he can eat, and he can move normally to successfully breed those females. And so, you know, feet and legs are really important when we think about them having to travel quite a bit of ground during the breeding season and also be able to mount those females. When we're also thinking about that physical exam, we also want to consider our bull's body condition score as well, and making sure that those bulls are in an adequate body condition going into the breeding season, because we do know that those bulls will lose a little bit of weight working and moving throughout that breeding pasture to ensure that those females are being covered. You know, libido is going to be that desire to mate, and we need to make sure that, depending on the age of our bulls, you know, keeping in mind with our younger bulls, being able to actually observe those bulls in the act and monitoring those mating activities is really important to make sure that we're not missing out on any pregnancies with our younger or older bulls. We want to make sure that those bulls are interested in the females and they're detecting those cows that are in estrus or in standing heat. We want to make sure that those bulls know what their job is, and they're going to be able to cover those females throughout the breeding season.
Today's Extension Almanac was a portion taken from the University of Nebraska Beef Watch podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple iTunes. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.